The first Sunday of the month, so we're preparing our hearts to take communion. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26 says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he comes." And 1 Corinthians 11:27 says, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died." 1 Corinthians 11:31 goes on to say, "For if we would judge ourselves, we will not be judged." 32 says, "When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world." So it's a time to examine ourselves as Jesus told us to do in these scriptures. So let's take a moment and examine our own hearts and see if there's anything that's keeping us from full relationship and intimacy with our Lord Jesus. It's so simple. Just confess it. And if you think that someone has an ought against you, make a promise in your heart to take care of that the first time you can after this service. And if you have ought with someone, please go to them. Make a commitment in your heart now as you examine your heart and get that taken care of. Jesus wants it, that we'll all be close, and he's made it so we can all have restored relationships with every Christian. Take a moment. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell with him and him in us. Holding up the bread. Thank you, Lord, for letting your body be bruised and broken for our healing. Thank you for offering yourself up on our behalf. Let's partake together. Now taking the cup. Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins, and now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, as your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake together.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which we just partook. Thank you for spiritual food that you richly provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love, that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom. Amen, amen, and amen.